Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Picking up where we left off in yesterday's daf, the Gemara in Amud Aleph says that a nolad safek mahul does not override Shabbos. That's a baby who's born, perhaps, had some kind of covered foreskin. We're not sure. So what was the suffix? Gemara says a baby who's born after 7 months. We are Mechal Shabbos in that case to give the bris. Logic being that this infant will likely live. So the bris is considered a mitzvah, and Mechal Shabbos to do it. But a baby born in the 8th month of pregnancy, which the medical reality then was a child would not likely live, the baby, Rachmana Litzlan, does not have viability, and therefore be considered not living at this point. We can't say that we're gonna push off Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, to override Shabbos, to be able to give the bris. Of course, the reality to this with modern medicine would be very different. Now, this is the case that the Gemara brings. The mother may, in this case, says the Gemara, although the baby cannot be given the bris on that Shabbos, the mother is permitted to bend over the child and nurse the child mipnei hasakana, out of some form of danger. So Rashi says on the spot, the idea that a woman who has too much milk collecting inside of her, that could be very dangerous to her health, and therefore we're in a potential Pikuach Nefesh zone, a danger to her life, and we would allow her to do this. It comes Tosas at the bottom in the Rosh, at the end of Simen Hay in our Perek, and says you don't even need this idea of Sakana to permit, like an actual Sakana to her life, to permit the nursing. We would permit the mother to nurse even out of Tzara Ba'alma, even some kind of pain, even to just express the milk on her own, say the Rosh and Tosas. The basis for this, and explain these Rishonim, is the permissible case of Mephis Mursa, which is the case that the Gemara brings. We've had it in a few places in Masechet Shabbos, to open a pimple on Shabbos to express the pus. If the person has intention to make a hole, that wouldn't be permitted. Of course, just to do it to express the pus, some kind of pain that's causing the person, that's the case which allows it. It's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You're not doing it for the hole itself. You're doing it to relieve some pain, to makom tzar. So too, this explains our Gemara why the woman would be allowed to nurse the child. An application of this would be, this is already what Tosas and the Rosh are alluding to, a nursing mother whose baby isn't with her on a Shabbos. So we could say, in that case, it's the same concept. It's a malacha shena tzricha legufa. She's expressing the milk, she's not going to use the milk. And there's a tzar to not express the milk, then it would be permitted. There may be even a stronger permissible permission to this case, based on a comment of Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Rishonim in the Sefer HaTruma. The malacha of dash, which is what we're talking about here, squeezing out, requires that a person has a requirement for the item that's being squeezed. So if it's going to waste, then that is plain and simple, not a malacha. He says he bases this on the Tosos and Ayin Gimel Mubeis. The Gemara says, a zomer letzarech etzim chayev, person who's harvesting for cutting down wood for the purpose of the trees. Why does it say letzarech etzim, for the purpose? So explains Tosos, according to Reb Shimon, who generally holds malacha shena tzricha legufa, is patur. So of course, if you're not doing it for the specific purpose of the etzim, of the tree itself, then it would be exempt. But even according to Reb Yehuda, who holds malacha shena tzricha is chayav, if it would based on this, letzorech, otherwise it would be exempt. So letzorech, what you're doing it for, defines the essence of the activities. Therefore, a woman expressing milk thrown in the garbage on Shabbos is permissible because it's not called malachas dash. This would not permit the milk to bag it and to store it. That would then be letzorech gufo. But to do it to waste would be completely permissible. The question becomes a middle option, expressing the milk into a receptacle where some kind of pump is being used for the milk to be expressed. And now that milk is going into a bottle, it's going to some type of receptacle. So even though it's going to be thrown out, so how is that work? Is that problematic? So the heter, this permission that the poskim are giving for women to express milk will possibly depend on the two ways to understand a Gemara. If we say like Tosas Narosh, it's all about kavana. So this woman, she's going to toss the milk. So therefore, it's malacha shenit tzricha legufa. It's b'makom tzar. That's fine. But according to Rabbeinu Baruch, we have a halacha called chaliva le'ibud. Maybe this is not called that it's being wasted completely, or maybe we still follow the woman's kavana. Although some poskim encourage finding a way for the milk to be disposed right away, shmir shavus kalchas and others, quote, to be make, as long as the ultimate goal is to go to the garbage. Another beautiful motto, how halacha was sensitive and responsible to human needs on Shabbos observance.